A legal education means you will learn to speak in a new language. You will be taught to achieve insight into the world around you and to sharply question what you know.
You can't handle the truth!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another week of the Only in Law School podcast from the Comedians at Law. I am your host, Matt Ritter, and with me this week is Joan Weisblatt.
Hi, Matt. Hi, audience.
Hey, everybody. Happy Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Well, I guess if there's good food.
If there's good food. I just meant like, you know, it's called Memorial Day. It seems kind of weird to go, hey, happy remembering the fallen veterans.
It is. It's somber in a way, but if the food's good, then enjoy.
Yeah. I'm making burgers, and I tried to go healthy for a minute when I bought the burgers. I bought turkey and veggie burgers, and then I realized that I needed some accoutrements, and I went and I bought bacon, and my girlfriend said, what's the bacon for? I said, for the veggie burgers.
Well, wash it down with a Diet Coke. It'll
yeah,
be fine.
Yeah, it's like an ironic burger or something.
That's right.
And I bought ribs. I'm not making slow cooked ribs. I bought ribs that you can just throw on for 5 minutes and give them a little glaze.
You're a man after my own heart.
Yeah, a Jewish man who doesn't know how to cook ribs slowly.
Exactly. And a Jewish woman who doesn't cook at all.
Yeah. So there's a good slate of stories this week for us to pick apart. Should we just jump right in?
We should. Well, did you want me to start?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Well, we have this really interesting story that takes place in New Jersey, where a municipal court judge was censured by the New Jersey Supreme Court for fraternizing with an exotic dancer. She had appeared in his courtroom, and 2 weeks later, through some miracle, he found himself at the strip club where she worked and asked her out. And interestingly, they began to date, and after that, they exchanged emails and other correspondence in which she was very interested in getting him to fix her domestic violence case against her boyfriend and make sure.
I first of all want to know, what does censuring actually mean? Does it mean they just all the other male, older male judges who go to the strip club were like, you shouldn't do that?
Right. It's a finger wag.
Yeah. Hey, you don't get us in trouble. Don't get us all in hot water here.
Right, exactly.
Second of all, I mean,
there's so many things wrong with this on so many levels.
Well, I personally think, you know, what are the odds? You know, how would he have known that a stripper was going to have domestic dispute issues that were going to end up in his courtroom?
Well,
pretty high, right? 100%.
Right, I would say pretty high. But I find it so curious that she was in his courtroom and 2 weeks later he showed up at her place of employment, and he says that he didn't realize who she was until she reminded him.
Well, it's hard to remember every stripper that walks through your courthouse.
You know, not having had much experience with strippers myself, I couldn't say, but you sound as though you're in the know.
Well, I would say that in general, I don't think most people could pick a stripper out of a lineup. You try not to remember their faces.
Ah, I see.
So,
well, I find it very interesting that there's so many things about this story. First of all, what is a judge doing in a strip club? I would hope that a member of the judiciary would be smart enough to stay out of a place like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, get a hooker. You're a professional.
Right. I mean, you're a member of the bar. You're an officer of the court. You would never go to a strip club, would you?
No, come on. You got to order in. You can't be seen in public with the riffraff. Maybe he's just, you know, but sometimes these guys get cocky. Maybe he was just there in his robes.
Oh, it could very well be with nothing underneath.
Nothing underneath. Well, that's the best way for the physicality of the whole situation, you know.
Exactly. But what boggles my mind about this story more than anything else is that after all of these stories about judges and businessmen, businesswomen getting brought down by emails, why would he ever communicate with someone who appeared in his courtroom about her case?
It's a very odd odd thing to do at this stage of the game. I mean, it's amazing, you know, but I think generally you think to yourself, well, who's going to say anything to anybody? Who's going to find out about this?
Right. Especially when your penis is in your, I mean, your head is in your penis rather than inside your skull.
Yeah, no, it was a mistake, and he got a wrist slap, so.
Yeah, yeah. That in itself is very interesting. I wonder if there were any women that voted on this.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking. There probably weren't.
Probably not.
Where is Rahway, New Jersey?
Rahway is actually central. It's in central New Jersey, probably a little bit north. It's near Newark and Elizabeth.
No, so it's not like the Jersey Shore.
Oh, hardly, hardly. It's central. It's in a working class area. Yep. It's not a fancy place. It's not laid back. It's quite industrial.
I just think it's funny that strippers now, you know, when they say, what do? They're actually paying attention because they're, you know, like, oh, how can I do business with this? How can I have some of my problems fixed by this guy?
Right, exactly. And then he passed it on to another judge, I guess thinking that that would make it okay, and the case was dismissed. So my question is, what did she do with the other judge?
Oh, yeah. He was like, hey, listen, I have a great deal for you.
Well, you know, it's the brethren. Let's share.
Yeah, these guys, unbelievable. Should we move on to the next story?
Okay, sure. Well, our next story has to do with a Connecticut family that filed suit against a public school district because teachers in that school district indoctrinated their daughter into some kind of cult.
I don't know. It's hard to tell from reading this story if that's actually true or if that's how they view what was going on.
Well, that's a good point. And as a lawyer, I respect your parsing this story. But what seemed so about this is that they said that she had lost her humor, or these students had lost their humor and their empathy, and they began speaking in a bizarre new language.
I think they call that Spanish.
Could very well be.
But you know what I thought was odd is they said they lost their humor and their empathy, but yet they said they're speaking in new languages and they're singing and they're dancing. I mean, it sounds like they're learning and they're getting culture.
Exactly. Maybe the parents were jealous.
And they said they were doing whirling dervishes. It sounds like sleepaway camp to me.
Well, not having gone to sleepaway camp, I can only just imagine.
Singing and dancing kumbaya. I mean, if you looked at sleepaway camp objectively, it does look kind of cultish.
Isn't there something called color war at sleepaway camp?
Totally. Yeah, I mean, they segment you and they divide you up and they really indoctrinate you with their song and dance.
Yes, and you learn the camp songs and the colors and it sounds like a very interesting thing. Did you go to summer camp, Matt?
Yeah, I went to summer camp in upstate New York. We had a little cult indoctrination.
Well, looking back, how would you rate that experience as a formative part of your life? Was it?
You know, it was an escape from sort of the rigors of school. You know, and then you sort of, you know, it was just like a. I thought it was great. I think every kid should get to go to sleepaway camp. You meet a whole new slate of friends, and you know, you get out. You're outdoors the entire time, and then you get to do archery, which is always handy.
Yes, sounds good.
Yeah, I learned how to make lanyard bracelets. How would I know how to make you a lanyard friendship bracelet without it?
There you go. Well, another curious part of this story is that Wellesley College is involved in it. Are you aware of that?
Yeah, Wellesley is the all-girls cult school, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the accusation against Wellesley in the lawsuit is that Wellesley, where these girls go, or I guess one of the girls, if not both, go to school, allowed these girls to maintain contact with these high school teachers. Well, is it the school's responsibility, the college's responsibility to monitor all contacts that the students have with others?
Yeah, I don't think so. But I also, you know, I don't know who to blame. I don't even know if there is any blame. First of all, are there any other students coming forward? I mean, how would there only be one student or one parent who feels that this is happening?
Yeah, I think that there are actually two, but that's not many more than one. So,
is everybody else on board with the cult, or are only these two girls the ones that were the chosen ones?
You know, I'm not clear about it. But there's something about it that sounds a little bit like The Crucible, like the Salem witch trials.
Very much so.
Yes, yes.
You know, but I also, you know, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what, where the cult indoctrination is happening. In the classroom? Is it after school? Where is this, you know, what is this class? Is it, you know, are they making, you know, hemp necklaces together?
I don't know, but all I know is that when I was that age, 19 or 22, my parents could have filed a lawsuit too and said that I was speaking a bizarre new language. So,
yeah, maybe they just caught their daughters while they were high.
Good point, Matt.
They're like, they're speaking this gibberish. And they're and they're probably just quoting Seth Rogen in one of his movies.
Well, our last story, if you're ready, is about Johnny Menzel. Is that how you pronounce it?
Johnny Menzel, Johnny Football.
Right. And he's getting sued, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right? Because this gentleman, Jonathan Lee Richards, is that? I'm not sure.
If you're not familiar with him, he is America's most famous litigant. He goes around suing famous people for frivolous reasons.
I see. Well, I would say that this is probably one of them. He says that he needs help because he saw Johnny Menzel's small penis and it caused him psychological and emotional distress.
Yeah, he needs $25 million to recover from that.
Well, I'm sure that that will help him with his nightmares.
I'm just worried. I mean, where does this lead if every woman gets to sue for emotional distress for seeing small schlongs? I mean, a lot of windfall for women.
I never thought I would say I feel sorry for Johnny Manziel, but I do. I feel sorry for him because now the word is out.
Yeah, I know. I was saying, you know, they actually were when he was getting drafted, they were worried that he was too small for the NFL. Now I know what they were talking about. In the locker room, in the showers, they were afraid he was going to be embarrassed. They didn't want him to feel ashamed. They were like, I don't think you should play in this league, man, because they shower together and it's going to be a real embarrassing scene for you.
Well, considering that this person, Jonathan Lee Richards, doesn't have very much credibility anyway, Johnny Menzel could walk around and say that the guy is completely wrong.
Nah, there's only one way to prove him wrong. Selfie.
Well, that's true.
A dick pic has to be sent to clear besmirched his name.
I'm willing to give myself over to the cause.
To the cause.
I know.
I mean, I feel like he's kind of been backed in a corner here. That's kind of the only way. The only way for him to save himself here is by sending a dick pic out to the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. There has to be. I'll arrange a panel of judges.
Yeah, but I mean, well, because the only defense to defamation, right, is and libel is the truth.
It's truth, right?
So if this guy has pictures of Johnny's little peewee schlong, he can use those.
I usually think of schlong as being big.
Oh, okay, so what word should we use?
Oh, I don't know. His little peenie.
His pee-pee.
His pee-pee.
His
right.
Pee-wee. His pee-wee. He should be playing pee-wee football.
That's right. Exactly.
But this guy is great. This guy, he just goes around. I think he's in jail, and he has a lot of free time. So he goes around suing people, which is unfortunate because we actually interviewed a guy named Sean Hopwood who actually helps prisoners. When he was in jail. This guy seems like he's kind of wasting his legal knowledge.
Well, he sounds like he's having some fun in prison.
He's having a good time. He's definitely having a good time. But definitely. Poor Johnny Football. I heard they've already changed his name to Johnny Little Football.
Well, maybe rightfully so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are the stories for the week. And we thank you guys for listening. And have a great Memorial Day, Joan.
You too. Take care, Matt.
You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
What are you doing, detective? What are you doing talking to my client without me present? You sneaky Pete.
Lose. I don't lose.